Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Vav on the base. Halacha Gimel. Noshir Vav Vadim Uktanim Ptur Mikriya Shma. So this is Lefera. It's not so partial, even though Kriya Shma is a mitzvah seishas mind brahma. Nonetheless, the Mishnah has to tell me that Noshir Vav Potter from this special mitzvah, because of course there is, you know, Kabbalah Sal Machash Shamayim. This is a special mitzvah. Anyway, the different mafarshim talk about this issue. We'll see also in the Gemara. Tefillin, also they're potter from it. We're gonna go through each one. Ketanim, it says they're potter from Kriya Shma. It's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What kind of ketanim we're talking about? Rashi says, famous Rashi in Bracha says that we're even talking about ketanim that are higia lechinuch, and nonetheless they're potter from Kriya Shma. They're still potter from Kriya Shma. They're potter in the midst of chinuch because eino mitzuyim eitz shel ha'av. They're not motzi by the father. Father's running to shul early morning and he goes to work. So the ketanim are not with him. So you're not going to mechayev him in the chinuch of that mitzvah because they're not around him. Tosfos disagrees. He says that the Mishnah is talking about ketanim who are lo higel lechinuch, but a katan that's higel lechinuch. Tosfos holds certainly is chayev in the midst of chinuch of Kriya Shma. So you have a basic map like this. Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn the Mishnah, because it's going to play out how to read the Mishnah. Let's read it first through with Rashi. Rashi says we're talking about even someone as Yigil Akinuch. So, Nashem Adam Uktanam Ptorm Kriya Shma, the Patrim Kriya Shma, even of Yigil Akinuch. Woman at Tfilin and the Patrim from Tfilin. And we pass, and remember we said that Tfilin, Lai Law is Man Tfilin, but it's Halacha Ma'im Marin Kane. That's how we pass, right? So, but why does man grumble? Because you're not chayiv and tefillin on Shabbos. And then it says chayyovim b'tefillah, but they are chayiv and tefillah. Now, according to Rashi, that we're talking about a ketanim who are higia lechinuch, so it makes sense. The Mishnah flows very nicely. The beginning of the Mishnah says with the mitzvah that you're potter from, and the end of the Mishnah says the mitzvah that you're chayiv in the chinuch of a ketanim. But according to Tosfos that we're talking about a cotton, then it's lohi gale chinuch. So now you're gonna have a problem with the end of the Mishnah. It says chayyavim mitzvila. If it's lohi gale chinuch, how could the end of the Mishnah say chayyavim mitzvila? So Tosfos has to get his bidocha himself and say the end of the Mishnah is not referring to Tanim. The end of the Mishnah is only referring to the Nashim and the Avadim part. The Tanim are just thrown in for good measure. But as you can see, there's a dochek in teaching the Mishnah like Tosfos. So I just want to point that out. So the chayav and tefillah, the chayav and mezuzah, the chayav and berachas hamazon, obviously these mitzvahs are mitzvahs she'ein hazman grama, because the fact that there's manim and tefillah, that's only derabanan. On a derais level, it's a mitzvah she'ein hazman grama. Okay. The Haredim says, the tefillah derachami hi, derabanan hi, teknua afle noshim u'avanam afagav hazman grama. So the Haredim is throwing in another point here, which is that we're not talking on a level of the Araisa. We're talking about, even on the Darabonim level, the Darabonim will Masakin Shachas Smith and Myra, but because Tfilo is Rachamim, so therefore Nashim are also Chayim in this mitzvah as well. I mean, everybody, Nashim and Avonim. Mezuzah, let's see, the Haredim says it's Pshita, it's not my grandma. The Gemara says Mushani. I the Gemara here is going to talk about it also. We hear the Haredim writes Kamashlam Latin lift the mezuzah hold the iskash Talmud Torah. You might think the mezuzah is right next to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Maybe it's because a hekesh, just like Talmud Torah, they're part of, so too the part from mezuzah. Okay, Ubrechas Hamazin Kamashlam Dalunya we can say Hashem Lachem be'erev v'lechem b'boker l'sbaya, that says Hashem's going to give you meat in the evening and bread in the morning. So I think that's the boss said, I'm not 100% sure. So therefore, Zman Gromahi, maybe it's like a shtickle, Zman Gromah, so commercial and Yechayv. There are other ways to learn the Chiddush of Noshim Chayv and Berachas Hamazon. Okay. So the Gemara says, Noshim Minayin, again, we're on Lamed Zayin and Aleph, right after the Mishnah, after the Halacha. Noshim Minayin, how do you know Noshim are Potter from Kriya Shema, will manate to Moisim Espenechem, Espenechem lo Espenosech. And since the mitzvah of Talmud Torah only refers to the banim, not to the banos, so just like the mitzvah of Talmud Torah doesn't apply, so therefore Kriya Shema as well will not apply. Okay.
This discussion is brought down in Bavli Brachos, or only in
In Brachos, yeah. Avode minayin. How do you know that Avodah Manachayv and Kriya Shema Hashem Rashma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? And we're saying Hashem is the only one, meaning he's our only master, as She'ein Lo Adon Elokeinu Baruch Hu. That's the only one who's Chayiv in Kriya Shema is someone who only has one master, meaning Hashem. Yotzo Ha'evet She'eish Lo Adon Acher, right? He has another, somebody else who's in charge of him. Right, Avadai Hein, Avadim, Avadim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself refers to Avadim as having an intermediary master. So, therefore, it's kind of cute a drasha to tell us that Avadim are not Chayim Krishma. Tanim Minayin. So, what's the question? Tanim Minayin. So, how do you know Tanim or what? Is there any, anybody say the Pshat over here? What? Where does it say that? Where does it say Tanim 9? Anybody say the Pshat?
Yeah, number 9 on page
782. Let's see, number 9. How do we know they're Pshat from Tefillin? Okay. Perhaps the father, I'm trying to figure this out, because in other words, you have to figure out what we're talking about. If we're talking about a cotton that is lo higel achinach according to Taisus, so what was Bechlal the Gemara's kasha, Tanim Minayin? If only Mishlam like Rashi, who also we're talking about Tanim, that or higel achinach, so I can understand Tanim Minayin of Sashtagel kasha. According to Taisus, it's very shver. What was the kasha? So in this footnote, he seems to be saying, like this funny kind of a svara, perhaps he should try to have him put tefillin occasionally when he's sure he'll be shomer as gufay. How are you supposed to know when that is? Okay, that's a fun. It's I don't know. It's a funny question. I find this question a little funny. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Manti atar sashem l'ficha, v'shah shehu tader ba." So this drasha is like Samara Folder, for instance, says b'shashu tarba, masha enkin cotton she'eno tarba, ubinyona de tefillin k'sim haikra. So a cotton is not tadir, meaning he's not masmid, right? He's a regular. We're talking about a regular kid. He's playing ball, you know, and he's only studying Torah as necessary, or you know, as he's forced to by his father. Not exactly sure what it means. He's, you know, taught her ball. But whatever it is, what's up, Sean? Oh, so he's not talking about Torah. He's talking about the tefillin. Oh, I thought it was referring to Talmud Torah. I'm a mistake. Did I make a mistake because I was led astray or because... One second. No. 12 says the same thing. Yeah. So he bavarns the machlokes Rashi in places over there.
Well, he talked about
the minor. Yeah. So he says, according to Rashi, he understands the Mishnah is referring to minors who have reached the age, although he's old of chinuch, although he's old enough to be trained in the execution, he's exempt from Shema and Tefillin. The verse here teaches that despite his ability to say the words of Shema, there's no obligation to train him because he's not always available when the time of the mitzvah begins each day. That's what I mentioned to you at the beginning. Though the verse is talking about Tefillin, it alludes to Kriya Shema because it's Torah Hashem Lefifa, which, by the way, in Gematria, he brings the Baal term, Torah Hashem Lefifa is B'Gematria, Zehu Kriya Shema. Anyway. So, okay. Maybe I was thinking about what it said in that note. Okay, next. Chayavim Tfila. Why are you chayav Tfila? Chayavim Tfila. Kadeshi he koechod ve'echod mevakesh rachma malatzim. We want everyone to be asking for themselves. So, I mean, this is just a fancy way of saying that everybody needs rachamim. The fact that they need to do it themselves, I'm not sure what the relevance of that is so much. That, well, davening for others is not the ikar mitzvah tefillah. The ikar mitzvah tefillah is for yourself. There's a milo that someone's mispal bar chaveros who then a tefillah, but that's not the ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is when a person's in shas tzar that he's mivakesh from Hashem to save him from the tzara. So I don't think the ikar tefillah is mispal chaveros. All right, whatever. It's just a milah. But the ikar mitzvah is not the mispal for chaver. That's not the ikar mitzvah.
Ikar mitzvah is
sracha,
or the ikar mitzvah is one third.
Right, 100%. You're right, but that's the framework. The framework of making a bar kosher is to mishamecha kosher baruch hu first. But the purpose of the tefillah is to ask for a tzorach. Yeah, I do believe that's a pshat. Anybody, you're welcome to disagree with me. That's my understanding. Okay. So what's the exact drasha from there? So the Haredim says that we're missing the ikar, which is in the Gemara in Kedushin, which is that since it says after that pasuk, "L'mayir rivechem v'deichem," that the schar of mezuzah is yochav arichas yomim, and of course noshim bo'ichai just as much as men, and that's the hekesh. So I think there was another pshat here besides the charedim that says beisecha, it's your house, regardless of whose house it is, you have to put it. The mezuzah on your house, could be a woman's house, could be a man's house, it doesn't distinguish. That's the alternative way to learn the pshat here in the Yerushalmi, in which case Yerushalmi is a different kind of a drasha than the Bavli. Okay.
Moshe said frequently, Ishto is called
Beso. Ishto is called Beso? Yeah. So therefore, how do you attach that into the pasuk? You'll write the mezuzah on your wife. Yeah, but it doesn't work out too well in the diktuk of the pasuk. Okay, fine. Here too, whoever eats it. That's why I understood it. Whoever eats it.
What's right? The
Mara Fulda says, whoever eats has to make the bench. That's regardless of who it is, whether it's a male or female. I'm sorry, did you want to say something?
Yeah, the Gemara left off the rest of the pasuk. Uverachta et Hashem Elokecha al haaretz asher nasata. Now, did women get the land, or only the men?
Right. Well, that's part of the problem. That's part of the Havamina, or even a Maskana, that there may be parts of benching that they're not chayiv in the bracha of Nodelucha. That's a separate shmuz. Here we're just giving generically they're chayiv in Brechas HaMazon. There may be parts of it that they're talking about chayiv. Tamon Taninon. Cholmas Taseh Shazman Grom Ma'anoshim Chayiv Ma'anoshim Turis. There's a generic Mishnah that says, and even say that Noshim, that is time bound, that Noshim are chayiv, Noshim are potter, and even say Shalaz Man Grom Echad Anoshim, Echad Noshim Chayiv. This is everybody's familiar with this rule. And the Bryce gives examples. Obviously, sukkah and lulav and shofar have specific time frames. And tefillin, and also tefillin has a specific time frame, as we mentioned, even though we paskin lilol is also zman tefillin, halacha bein marin kein, but Shabbos is not zman tefillin. A zuhi mitzase she'in azman grama, kegana veda, shino achakan, maike vitzitzis. Here we have to stop for a moment and talk out something. Let's talk about these mitzvahs that are ein zman grama. So this Gemara seems to be indicating that the reason why Noshim are chayav in these mitzvahs is because there are mitzvahs that say she'ein hazman grama. But if they would have been zman grama, they would have been potter from these mitzvahs. So the question that everybody asks on this approach is that every one of these mitzvahs has a los that say assigned to it. And remember, the rule that Noshim are potter from a mitzvah that zman grama has nothing to do with lois assays. Lois assays are always chayavim. So the problem is, let's take examples. Let's take, for instance, shiluach hakan. So shaleach to shalach is ha'ein, but lo sikacha ein mahal banim. You can't take them. That's a lois assay. Hashavas aveda. Hashav to shivaim, but lo suchal his salaim is a lois assay. It's another one, the Micah. Lo sisa Micah legagecha, but we saw some double base sefer. So you always have a lois assay associated with these assays. So what did Gemara have to come on to a reason of this assay she'in hazman grama for? It makes some differences. The lois assay is involved. Tosis asked this kasha. Tosis says, because there are examples of every one of these mitzvahs where you could only be chayav in the assay and not be chayav in the lois assay. For example, let's take the simplest example. Is the mitzvah say of Hashavas Aveda. If I pick up an Aveda, and at the time I pick up the Aveda, I have in mind to return it to the one who lost it, and then I change my mind after I picked it up, and I decide, you know what? I like this Aveda, I'm not going to return it to him. Then the rule is, you're not over the lois assay, because lo sukhlis alem is you can't hide from your obligation to return it. But if you picked it up originally when you found it, you had a mind to return it, and then you just change your mind, then you're not over the lois assay. All you're left with is the assay of to return it. So that's why the Gemara has to say the reason why Noshim Archayev is because it's a mitzvah she'in hazman grama. One more example for this Tosis brings is, what about Micah? What would be the rule by Micah? If you build a house, and when you build the house, you have in mind, you build the mica, you build the house, and then the mica falls down, or you knock it down, whatever, then you're not over on loisasim dama beisef. You're only over on loisasim if you build a house mitchila, and you have in mind not to build a mica at that time of the building, that's when you're over loisasim. That's another example. So Tosis has this, that's Tosis's approach. The Ramban has a chiddush over here. Ramban says that the loisasim, in these examples, the lois assay is there lechazek es haassay. It's an unusual type of a structure. Normally, lois assays are independent. For instance, lois assay by Moloch, by Shabbos. So there's a mitzvah assay of Shabbos, zochas yom haShabbos lekatzrei, and then there's a lois assay lois assay kol Moloch. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Lois assay kol Moloch stands by itself. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah assay. But for these lois assays, it has to do, it's lechazek es haassay. In that case, the lois assay, if the woman would have been putter from the assay, the taka would have been putter from the lois assay as well. Big chiddush from the Ramban. Okay. No, there's no lois assay about tzitzis. Why do you mention tzitzis? Oh, the tzitzis is in here. Yeah, oh, okay, tzitzis. Okay, tzitzis, I never had a kasha on tzitzis. There was never a lois assay on tzitzis, right? There's only an assay about tzitzis, yeah. So that was never a kasha. Yeah, the kasha that I asked is only on those things. Now, we have to talk about tzitzis for 1 second. Glad you mentioned it. So tzitzis, obviously the Yerushalmi holds. Tzitzis is a mitzvah she'ein hazman grama. So what's the pshat in that? What's the pshat's not zman grama? Tzitzis, Since it, why? Is that true? This Tana holds, right. So this. Let's go halacha for a moment. So if you hold that it's not like this, I mentioned the same thing before, the Rambam and the Rosh, right? If a person has a beged which is miyufad for yom, and you wear it balayla, so the Rosh holds that it's chayv and tzitzis balayla. The Rambam holds no, it's only chayv and tzitzis biyom. So according to the Rosh, there is a beged which is chayv 24 hours a day. According to the Rambam, it's only chayv during the day. So the issue would be, is that considered a mislashay sarzwan grumma? Because since the zman of the beged is what's machayev the beged, even balayla, so therefore you can consider a mislashay sarzwan grumma. Okay, let's go on. Reb Shimon Paitras and Oshim Nesat Sitzis, Shim Nesat Shazman Grumma, Sharek Sus Laila, Patamarat Sitzis. Again, Reb Shimon disagrees. He holds Sus Laila as Patam Sitzis, and therefore it is categorized as Nesat Shazman Grumma. On Rav Laya, time of the Rabbanon, Shekain Mahaisal and Mukhanas Liyom, Ula Laila, Shekhanas and Sitzis. This is what we just said before. The Rabbanon hold that if it's Mukhan for both day and night, it would be Chayim for both. Tony, call Mrs. Sha'adam Potter. Okay? If you have a mitzvah in which a person is Potter, that means, doesn't mean he's Potter from an Ingatsa. We're talking about, let's take an example of benching. He did that, he ate a meal and he benched already. That's why he's Potter from the mitzvah, because he was Yotze already. It doesn't mean that he's Potter because he's not Chayiv in the mitzvah. It's a little, you just have to know what the Yishama is talking about. It means he doesn't have a chiyuv right now, correct. Or the motzi is around midei chavasim. Person can, we might see people close to midei chavasim, except for benching. Meaning, normally there's a din of arvos, and I am arev to your chiyuvim, so I can be motzi on your chiyuv. So for instance, if you had, let's say on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah say of Kiddush. So you're chayiv in Kiddush, and can we might see you in Kiddush because I saw him zelozet. Even the Bright Priyag Goffin aspect of it. But when it comes to Bright Priyag Goffin during the week, if you take a cup of wine, I can't be might see you in that bracha because there's the idea of arvus is only something that you are chayiv to do, something that is optional. I'm not an arev to you, and therefore I can't be moitzis. Now, what about Berachas Hamazon? Berachas Hamazon Zachar Mitzvah Saseh Deraisa. So why don't you say Klai Yisrael and Zevazah? So that's going to be the question. We're going to explain this in a minute. Normally, you cannot be moitzis someone in Berachas Hanenah unless it's an obligation, such as Kiddush, and there's another one, a matzah, but Pesach might. So I can be mitzi you in Berachas HaMitzi on matzah on the night of Pesach because you have a chiyuv to eat the matzah. No. Shabbos, if you're not eating the challah with them, you can't be mitzi. No.
Right.
Okay. The hardest ninon kol sheinu chayav b'davar ein mitzi is ram b'dei chavasam im hoya chayav afilam yotzam mitzi. Now, if you're not chayiv in something, you can't be mitzi. If you're not chayiv, meaning you're never obligated to do something, so then you can't be mitzi other people because you're not the Torah's not chayiv. But that's mashma. But if you were obligated in the mitzvah at some time, I feel I'm yotze, even if you were yotze, you're mitzi the person. So why the way they're learning the Gemara? They're learning the Gemara is asking a question. Then why is Berachas HaMazon different? This is one way to learn the Gemara. So Amar Rav Laya, so he says the answer, Shanya Berachas HaMazon, that since it says you have to give the blessing if you eat, so Misha Ocho Hu Yivarech, the Yushami is darshaning, the person who ate it, he's the one that has to make the bracha. In other words, it's even though I'm chayiv in the midst of brachas, I wasn't, but it's an exception to the rule in the sense that I can't be mitzvah because you're the one that has to take care of that. Okay. Yeah. He has a whole shmooze in the bottom about a drabanan mitzvah, the arisa. Okay. Maybe we'll come back. We'll do it at the end of this time. Okay, we're going to lamed vav of a base. If Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Pazi have a mesidin. So the Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Yehuda lamed zayin on the base. Yeah? So Rabbi Yaisi and Yehuda and Pazi were sitting. It says here that's mesidin means they asked a question. I'm sorry. They asked this rhetorical question. It's reasonable. Is it not reasonable? It's a way to say it like this, or to make it rhetorical. Is it not reasonable to assume that when it comes to Kabbalah Sal Machar Shemayim, that each individual should have to be Kabbalah Machar Shemayim for themselves? Obviously, it's Mastavro that way, right? I can't be Kabbalah. Your all is your job to be Kabbalah, not me, right? So, and if you're I just want to remind everybody the first day that we learned, I recall very fondly that first day. Remember, we said, remember we spoke out the Golden Gaon on the first Mishnah? We said, why does it say Korin Lashon Rabim? From when do we read? Right? So we spoke out that the Gross says over there, that you don't say Shomea Ka'oneh by Kriyashma. Everyone has to read Kriyashma by themselves independently. I can't be Moitzi. Well, this is where he got it from. It's the Pharisee Yerushalmi, right here. And isn't it also reasonable that everyone should be asking for mercy himself? That's certainly also Mestavra. Okay, so it sounds like from what they're saying that you couldn't be mitzi somebody in Shmona Esrei, which we know that not to be the case. We know the whole Chazaras HaShatz was designed to be mitzi other people, so we'll have to deal with that. Three, let's see here. Right, so he says. He says they qualify the Gemara as referring to someone who already said Shema or Shmona Esrei. So if you already said Shema and Shmona Esrei, you can be mitzi somebody else. But if you're in the process of saying it for yourself, so agav yourself, you can be mitzi somebody else. That's number one. Number two, he says, and if the person is not Ma'aretz, doesn't know how to say it, then you could say it even if you were mitzi yourself, which is why Shmona Esrei is why you have Chazaras HaShatz. Now then he brings over here. Let's see. All agree an incompetent person can discharge his obligation by listening to Shem Tzivos repetition of Shmona Esrei in the presence of 10 men. So we have to work it out exactly how it works out with this Yerushalmi. The Rav used to say, you know, Yashar Bear used to say the famous Vart that when the Shliach Tzibur is davening, he's saying the Tfilas HaTzibur. There's a Tfilas HaYochid and there's a Tfilas HaTzibur. And so it's really a separate entity when the Shliach Tzibur is saying Chazaras HaShatz. It's a whole different surah of Tfilah. And so it could be that it could work out. The Yerushalmi is referring to the Tfilas HaYochid. So maybe Taka can't be mitzi a yachid and tefillas a yachid. He hooks himself or he attaches himself to the tefillas hatzibur. Maybe that's how it works. Maybe you could get involved in that lulav. Okay, ma bein sukkah, ma bein lulav. What's the difference between sukkah and lulav? Meaning, how come you when it comes to sukkah, the Yerushalmi has that you're only going to make a bracha one time on the mitzvah of sukkah, the whole sukkahs. One leishev of sukkah, and that's it for the whole sukkahs. Sukkah to the bracha alayli yomtov harishim avat. The first night of Sukkot is the only time you can make the bracha alayshim of Sukkah. Lulavton bracha kol shiva. You have to make the bracha on lulav every single day. So the Gemara, the Rishon is asking, what is the difference? Why is that? Rabbi Yosef Rabbacha Habi Yosef Amrin. So they again Yosef here means they were sitting. It's easy to get mixed up. Before it said misivin, here it says Yosef. So misivin meant asking a question. Yosef means to sit. Meisvei. That's where it comes from. Yeah. Is there another connection between Yosef and between sitting and asking a question? I don't know. Okay. Ma bein sukkah, ma bein lulav. What's the difference? So they said sukkah and heges b'leilos over yamim. Sukkah is knowing both by night and both by day. So the mela what? So if once you sit down in your sukkah and you made leishavas sukkah and you're sitting there, so you could teach the Yerushalmi is saying, so now you're sitting there and you're sitting there and you're sitting there and you're never mafsek in the mitzvah. So since there's no hefsek in the mitzvah, you never have to make another brach. But the Mepharshim here explained that even if the Yerushalmi means, and even if you left the sukkah and come back in, you still don't have to make another leishav sukkah. Okay, but because there's no hefsek between night and day when it comes to that mitzvah. Masha enkin, when it comes lulav, in a noy galav yom, and since it's only noy by day, every night is considered a break. That's why you have to make another brach. Hasiv Rabbi Yaakov to Rubaya. So he asked the following question. What about learning? That's knowing both by day and both by night. So how come you have to make a new bracha every day? When it comes to Sukkah, you're telling me it's knowing bein b'yom bein b'layla, you only have to make one bracha, and that's it. How come Talmud Torah you have to keep making it every single day? My kedon, what kind of comparison? Sukkah av shalei shalei levato. It's possible not to interrupt the mitzvah of Sukkah even for 1 second. As long as you stay in the sukkah, even if you sleep in the sukkah, you haven't been mafsik from the mitzvah. But by Talmud Torah, you're going to have to sleep. So when you sleep, you're not learning. So there you have it. By the way, this reminds me of, you know, there's a famous story that they claim, although I heard a whole share from Rav Asher Weiss on this story. They claimed that Shlomo Zalman was told in the mirror that a lot of guys wanted to sleep in the sukkah, but only had room for a certain number of guys. And he gave an eitzah. He said, okay, let the first set of guys go into the sukkah and go to sleep. Once they fall asleep, they're potter from mitzvahs because they're asleep. They're not chayav mitzvahs. Then you can schlep them out from the sukkah. And the next set of guys could go into the sukkah and fall asleep. So that's what that's the story. That's the story. It's the legend. So Rav Asher had a very big problem with this. He had come of a kamarayas that it's not true. When a person's asleep, it's not shot. He's potter from mitzvahs. He may not be cognizant of where he is. That doesn't make him potter from mitzvahs. But over here, it's a mefeirush Yerushalmi against it. Because Yerushalmi says explicitly over here that when you're in the sukkah, you're never mafsik from the mitzvah. Even when you're sleeping, you're being mekayim in the mitzvah of sukkah. It's right here. The Feirish. So this is the biggest upshot to the whole story, right? Sukkah shalai shalai lebata. Talmatari iyah shalai shalai lebata. Okay, that's basically the end of that. Okay, let's finish up here. Tani aval amru isham avarechas abalo. A woman has to say a bracha for her husband. Oh, can make a bracha for her husband. Evan Barak the Rabbi and Evan can send a bracha for his master. Cotton Lo'aviv and Cotton can make a bracha for his father. So, Lochein Omer Bacha, Bashem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi, Koshom Bukotten Kadela Chancho. Now, the problem here is the Gemara is saying that when it comes to the mitzvah of Chinuch, the Cotton himself is not obligated in the mitzvah. I, as the father, am Bechuyev to Mechanech, my child. Midrabanan, but it's not that he's chayav midrabanan. He's not chayav in anything. He's only a cotton. He's not chayav in anything. So who's the chi of chinuch on? It's the chi of chinuch is on the father. This is Shitas Rashi and Brachas Memches. You see, Rashi brings down this far also over there. That it's the father's chi of chinuch. So therefore, how can you say the cotton is might see the father? The cotton can't be might see anybody. He has no obligation whatsoever. Even on the midrabanan level, So even if the father only had a kazayas, he's only 5 year old banan, the cotton can't be moitzi him either, right? That's his question. So my answer is tipaser tiftar ba'ona acharehin amen. So it's talking about when you say amen. So if you say amen, it's different. Now, this is some people are not goris the word amen. But what it really should say is tiftar ba'ona acharehin. What it means is that what you're doing is you're repeating the words. He'll say, and you do the same thing. So you don't know it about that. The cut knows about that, but you're repeating the words. The problem is with the word amen, because even though we say, but that's not going to be audif than the person that made the bracha itself. So it's very difficult. The way I guess is a little difficult. Okay. Well, let's go to Lamed Kas. We'll just finish up the last four lines. As the Mishnah says, Mitra Evan Isha a cut makron also, if they were reading the halal for him, he says after them what they are saying. So there, that's why it's better to learn it the way I said it before, because that way there's a connection. Just like over there, they were saying after him the words he said. So it's here too. Tehila Myra, it's not good for him that he doesn't know how to read himself. Just like someone who's 20 needs a person who's a 10-year-old to recite Brachas HaMazon for him, that's not good either. Ad Khan. Good to not. We'll start Mitzvah Shem tomorrow for Mama Ches, Amar Aleph, Halacha Dalet.